Next up, English with a South African twist, courtesy of pioneering language academy, Ebu. In the educational realm, the South African English accent often encounters initial resistance. Students, particularly those exposed to a range of English accents, may be prejudiced against South African English. However, Ebu Academy takes pride in its diverse team of educators, including a significant number of South African teachers that have witnessed a shift in perspective among students. English, as one of South Africa's official languages, has a complex history. Intricately woven into the tapestry of the nation, the journey of the English language in South Africa has been marked by colonial and historical encounters that have shaped its prominence. Initially, Dutch dominated in the country until 1806, when British control increased the prominence of English. 19th century colonial expansion led to English-speaking communities and conflicts like the Anglo-Boer Wars intensified linguistic tensions. In 1910, the Union of South Africa recognized English and Afrikaans, a West Germanic language that evolved from Dutch, as official languages. The apartheid era, from 1948 to the early 1990s, solidified English as the language of government and business. When apartheid officially ended, South Africa embraced a more inclusive language policy, recognizing 11 official languages, with English retaining its primary status. The history of English in South Africa reflects the complex nature of language in a multicultural society where diversity itself has become a unifying force. Ebu students thoroughly enjoyed the cultural exchange. Through engaging lessons and interactions with the academy team of South African teachers, students not only overcome their initial biases and learn about the nuances of the English language, but also come to embrace the South African English accent as an integral part of their language learning journey. To learn more about South African English and to celebrate its richness, Speak Up spoke with Janice Hachter, recruiting and group class team leader at Ebu. She began by explaining how Ebu Academy overcomes prejudice against some forms of English as an authentic part of the educational experience.
At Ebu Academy, we address initial resistance to the South African English accent by fostering an inclusive learning environment. During our classes, we encourage open discussions, share personal experiences, and highlight the value of different English accents as a testament to the multicultural nature of our society.
Cultural exchange is an enjoyable aspect of language learning at Ebu. Hachter provided examples of how it is integrated into the lessons and interactions with the Academy's South African teachers.
Cultural exchange is seamlessly integrated into our lessons at Ebu Academy. We organize activities that encourage students and teachers to share aspects of their cultures, creating a dynamic and interactive classroom environment. South African teachers play a pivotal role in facilitating these exchanges, providing first-hand insights into the traditions, customs, and linguistic nuances that make the South African English accent so distinctive.
Ebu Academy takes pride in its diverse team of educators. We asked Hachter how this contributes to flexible learning and how teachers can help students understand different forms of English.
Our diverse team of educators enrich the educational experience at Ebu Academy, as each teacher brings unique insights into language nuances and cultural elements, fostering a more comprehensive understanding of the various English accents. This diversity creates a vibrant learning environment that reflects the multicultural nature of the global community.
Within the UK and the US, English accents can differ greatly depending on the speaker and the region. Is the same true for South Africa?
Yes. Similarly to what you mentioned in the US, the South African English accent differs depending on the region of the country. So, for example, in Johannesburg, as well as the border Gauteng province, you may encounter a more neutral and cosmopolitan English accent, whereas in Cape Town and the Western Cape region, the accent is often categorized by a unique blend of influences. Due to the cosmopolitan nature of Cape Town, you might hear a mix of British and Afrikaans. The English accent in Durban and the KwaZulu-Natal region may exhibit influences from the Zulu language and other indigenous languages found in that area. This can result in a distinctive rhythm and pronunciation, with some vowel sounds influenced by the local linguistic context.
We then asked Hachter to tell us about her own South African English dialect.
Sure. I am from the Eastern Cape, a region which is known for its diverse linguistic landscape, with various ethnic groups and languages spoken throughout the province. It's important to note that within the Eastern Cape itself, you might find variations of accents and pronunciations, as these factors are influenced by local communities, as well as the urban versus rural settings. This, interestingly enough, affects intonation and stress patterns in words and sentences. In general, the South African dialect reflects distinctive vowel pronunciations, especially with the A, as it is pronounced with more of an open mouth, and the consonant pronunciation, specifically the R, is pronounced more predominantly than other English accents.
Finally, we asked Hachter to point out some of the differences between South African English and American English.
Certainly. I recently had an American friend visit, and it was fascinating to be able to witness the differences between our cultures firsthand, especially when it came to language. So the first distinctive language difference that springs to mind is braai, as this term is deeply rooted in South African culture. You can find pretty much everyone having a braai over a weekend, and it simply means a barbecue. A traffic light is commonly referred to as a robot. Lekker is a versatile term used to describe something that is good, delicious, or enjoyable. For example, I'm having a lekker day, so I'm having a good day. Ena is a similar way of saying ouch, and yebo is an isiZulu word meaning yes. It has been adapted into South African English, and you might hear South Africans use yebo instead of the more typical yes in casual conversations.